Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about new employee break-in period and how it's been reduced to 3 hours. Can't wait to hear this. This is kind of Jill's show. Good show. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Thank you. All right. This is from Mark in Seattle. He wrote, when you sell land on Craigslist, how do you pick the posting city? I've just been posting to larger cities nearby the land. Do you just post in the biggest cities like New York, Chicago, LA, or how do you manage that? Good question.
Yeah, here's what we do, and it works like a charm. The very first thing you do is post the property where the post in the Craigslist that's near the property. Because, and I'll tell you why, because we buy and sell a lot of property in northern Michigan as vacation properties, and the first place that people look is a local, Craigslist. So I would never, and I've never posted in New York or Los Angeles. I have absolutely posted in Chicago and Detroit and northern Michigan and anywhere around that where you think people might be traveling for vacation property. And as far as like out west or acreage property, which we also sell a ton of, yeah, you know what? Honestly, I do not think I've ever posted like in the Los Angeles Craigslist to sell property. People tend to just look in the Craigslist where, you know, where the property is. I will say that I have posted postings about purchasing general property for like half of what it's worth in these big cities, and we get a lot of traffic that way. But mm-hmm. not to sell, not for land stay. You know, not for the a specific property, but to promote our website and drive traffic. Yeah, big cities are great.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, the new employee break-in period is reduced to 3 hours. Jill, how do you manage this? I have some ideas.
I was having some fun with this. So, yeah. No, so here's the big picture.
I think if you can, this is priceless advice, by the way. I'm listening.
Okay.
I want to know this too.
You're going to know in a matter of hours if they're going to work out or not. That's the thing. And if you're not feeling it, something's wrong, and you can't work with them and tweak it in just, gosh, half a day, don't fight it and kick the can down the road, you know? It may not be the right person. You know, I think we had we knew in a matter of 2 hours on one employee. It was from a temp agency that we got a while ago.
She stuck around for a few days.
She did. She tried. And you know what? And I tried. And that's where I kind of learned that, why am I trying? You know, it just didn't work.
Yeah, she knew too.
Yeah. It just didn't mesh with our staff, didn't mesh with us. And some of the things that...
I completely understand what you mean. Like, well, here's the key for me. I mean, all employees, regardless of where they work and which department, whether they're assistants or, whether they're doing real estate deals or answering the phone, I require that they have a certain level of, IT experience. And I wholeheartedly believe in hiring people who are former escrow agents because they're so used to deadlines and, performance metrics. Like they have to close. Most escrow agents are expected to close, not source, but close 30 in a bigger city, 30 deals, at least 30 deals a month, which is a lot. Yeah. Regular work week is 20 days or 21 days. So that's multiple transactions, a day. And the thing about that is you know, you're really relying on a lot of, you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You're relying on the title plant people to get you what you need on time. You're relying on the lender to get the money. You're relying on both real estate agents on the side. It's a lot of work, and the successful escrow agents I think they're all incredibly underpaid for what they manage. But you know, it's breaking in an employee in 3 hours. I think that Jill, you probably have a little bit more to say about that. I'm sure. Turns out she's buying some real estate. This is the technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus deal experience. Don't be too slow at releasing your help in any way. And I mean, more specifically, I mean virtual assistants or project-specific IT people. If you're not getting what you want pretty quickly, that's kind of one of the benefits of being in the IT age or the computer age that we're in. There's always somebody else around the corner that probably can do it maybe faster and cheaper. So it's very, very competitive. We work on tech projects constantly. And I bet the ratio of people that we hire to do these projects and then the person who starts the project versus finishing it, I bet it's 10 to 1. Honestly, I just think that, you know, I just don't have a ton of patience for, you know, someone not taking, it all ends up being this. People that you want working with you on your team have to take responsibility and ownership for what they're doing. I mean, you can separate people in any company in two sides of the building, two sides of the room. The people who are taking ownership and from start to finish and have some pride about it. And the people who are just there to go through the motions and collect the paycheck. And unfortunately, my experience has been that the larger the company, the more people you have, full-time people, the more one-sided they get to that non-owner, take ownership type, just collecting a paycheck mentality. Also, when I was an accountant, the same thing. So that's my technical advice. You can't be too quick to move forward on with virtual assistants. Hey, if you have a question, you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Patience. That's it. One word.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate for the new employee break-in period.
Yeah, it is. Patience.
So yeah, you know what else I didn't say about employee break-in period? If you hire the right people and you go through the upfront stuff that you need to really get to know them, like Jill's maybe 1 or 2 day break and 1 or 2 day check and let's all see if this is going to work. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. Then there's no break-in period.
It's true. But patience. So many people, oh my gosh, have and it's something you got to work at. A lot of people don't have a lot of patience. I see it driving. I see it in the workplace. I see it in line at the bank and the post office.
Me too.
I mean, you know, and what bums me out is it's like you're just walking around angry all the time, and you know, if you're that impatient, I don't want to do that, you know. So
what are you impatient about? You seem to be pretty patient about most stuff. Is there something that just gets under your skin?
Let me you know,
I don't want to put you on the spot.
You know, I'm trying to think about, I get ticked
I don't
off
think
about,
anything.
You know,
that's
I get
ticked,
exactly. I get ticked off about people who deliberately do things that they shouldn't do, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That bums me out. I'm like,
with intent.
Right. Yeah. You're trying to throw a wrench in something. I'm not a fan of that. I could well step on that
that's
one.
But you know, that's when I, from a father standpoint with the kids, you know, I've said it since they were tiny. You know, look, you made an honest mistake. You spilled some milk. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there's intentional stuff, that's where I draw the line. Mm-hmm. That makes me really, you know what? I have no patience for that either. That's a great point.
Yeah. So, but, you know, just patience. I mean, I think too, you need to have patience, not so much for the other person, but so much for yourself, because you'll go crazy. If you can't develop some patience, the only person you're hurting is yourself. That's why I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has helped me so much and why helps me with my attitude and whatever's going on with me. Patience. I'm just choosing not to get upset about X. And it's all about me, not about them. It's me. you know, everybody is running around doing their own thing in their own world, and so you got to take care of you and just develop some patience.
Jill had to pull away just now from the show, and I decided to keep it in instead of edit it out because she's got a person in northern Arizona that's got a ton of 40-acre properties that are all subdivided, and they've had them for years and years and years. And I've talked to this person before, and they weren't realistic on their price, and it sounds like they're, for whatever reason, getting realistic now. So I'm like, it's timely, you know. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. It's about employees and break-in periods and stuff, but it's really about buying cheap real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. We'll let you know how the deal goes as it progresses.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah. Hey, it was.
Thank you to our listeners for being patient.
We actually have a rule about doing this show, and there's only like a few things that can pull us away, and one of them is buying property.
Right. It's certain property. I was watching for that call, so I apologize.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration and patience, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth, relax, and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This guy's really going to... Is he really going to break it up and do a release?
I have patience.
Listen to me just jumping right in, and you do have patience about this stuff.
I can patiently. You know what? What's really funny about that is having patience in some of these deals.
Oh yeah.
So helps the deal. If you walk around really excited and you're like, oh, I can't wait, they almost want to go, wait a minute, what is this worth?
Yeah.
Hold on a moment. No. Patience. Sit back there. Or and sometimes too, you might squash a deal just because. I mean, I don't know. You just rub them the wrong way if you're too excited.
Yeah.
So be patient. Let them come to you.
You never want to seem desperate.
Mm-mm.
Like when you meet a girl.
Yeah. Oof.
Don't be desperate.
There you go. It's gonna backfire on you. That's perfect. Dating. Patience. Exactly. No, and it's true. Don't call right then. Don't do this. Don't scare them away. Don't talk about your wedding date. Don't sit on your first date. No, seriously. Don't sit on, people do things. Don't sit on your first date and discuss what your kids would look like. Patience.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Nobody
oh, you know
that.
That's happened.
Have you ever had a really bad date?
Of course I've had a really bad date.
Oh, let's hear it.
I've had several really bad dates. So.
You ever have a really bad date with me?
You know? No, I have not. I'm waiting for
I'm trying to think.
I'm just kidding. No, I've never had a really bad date.
I had
date
a date
with you.
One time. I want to hear your date, and I'm going to tell you my worst date story.
Well, you know what? Actually, mine was a little guy was a little too anxious. I think he'd been out in the dating world a little bit for a little while. Gee, imagine that. And I can see why he was out in the dating world for quite a little while. And anyway, it was like a the stars were in alignment, like the heavens opened up and here I am kind of thing, which I appreciate that by the way. But anyway, he obviously could tell that I was nice, I was cool, I was
not
secure,
crazy.
Not crazy, had my act together.
Pretty darn good looking.
And thank you. And he was really over the top, scared me away. I mean, that's exactly what happened. That's funny that we're talking about that. Just like, I'm back off, dude, you know, and it was enough to, I'm like, I'm out. I mean, just kooky, yum. And you know what's really funny is the person still has popped up on trying to find me in social media. I'm like, oh no, please go away. So
you just had that one date and that's it?
Yes. It was enough because it was like a just blowing up my phone. You know, I couldn't do it. So yeah. What was yours?
I went out with this girl and she ordered the lobster, you know, on a first date. And as if that's not like, you know, not cool, she explained to me why. And it was awful. You know, first of all, you can't explain your way out of that. But she's just like, I deserve it. And, you know, she just went off. I didn't retain a lot of it. I said,
wow.
I said, congratulations. This is, you know, I hope you enjoy that lobster. It's the last meal we're going to have together.
Wow. You know what's sad? That's true. I remember I worked for a woman. Seriously, that was going on a date, and she actually said to me, like, yeah, I'm not really into the guy, but I'm going to get a good meal out of it.
Yeah,
she's actually said that, and I'm like, I did not know people did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not my friends. That's not how we roll.
Yeah,
No. That's.
Did you ever, like, escape out of the window, like the bathroom window that bad?
Oh.
Of a date?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I didn't do it out of a window, but I faked a phone call. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an app. Somebody told me there's an app where you can.
Yeah.
Hit their phone under the table and someone called you.
Yeah, I faked it. I gotta go. Like, it was a quick one, too. We're talking.
How bad? Well, what does a guy have to do to have you escape? Because you're like the most polite person I've ever met.
I feel really bad saying this, but it was kind of a. We met at a club. We met at a club, and actually, we exchanged phone numbers, chatted. I didn't really remember the person very well. And then when we reconnected another time, I'm being totally honest here, I'm like, what?
Was that due to alcohol or just,
it was due
just
to alcohol.
Lack of interest?
Yeah, it was probably due to alcohol and all of it. And when I met the person soberly, at the second occasion, I went, oh, no. And I got the heck out of there and never talked to that person again. I'm going to be honest with you.
One time, I never ditched anybody, but I did say this. I just said, look, you really want to hear this story? This is hilarious.
This is good,
I asked this girl to go to Hawaii with me. This is a long time ago. And so after one of these nights, just like you described, and so we're on the airplane, and we're like in the air, flying over Los Angeles on the way to Hawaii. And I looked at her and said, there's just no chance.
You knew on the way there?
And I said, look, there's no chance it's going to work at all. But it just shouldn't wreck our vacation, do you think? And she said, yep, there's no chance it's going to work at all. She's totally prissy, prima donna, the exact opposite of you.
Like, she showed up with 12 suitcases and you went, uh-oh.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was even worse than that.
Okay.
Just talking about herself, just really, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what do you say? I get you a room and we'll just have a blast separately. Have like a vacation. And that's what happened for like 4 days. I never saw her.
That's hilarious.
And, I mean, I think,
did you reconnect on the plane on the way back? Like, hey, how was your trip?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And so it all worked out great. And she actually was super nice on the way back. She's like, that's the coolest thing. You're a cool guy. Maybe it can work. And I said, yeah.
I know. Okay. Nope. That's funny. I'm going to buy you a house and I'll buy me a house. This is going to be great.
That probably happens.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Not about dating property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.